Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Despite the bruising trade war with the U.S., China's growth story is far from complete. In 2018, half of e-commerce transactions globally were made there to the tune of 9 trillion yuan.
Well, e-commerce's explosive growth in China, where it's grown a tenfold in the past decade, is underpinned by the country's having the highest internet user base in the world, 800 million last year. Well, we speak to Goh-Toh Sim, CEO of EC World REIT, a Singapore real estate investment trust that maintains a portfolio of mostly logistics-related assets in China on riding the sunrise industry. Well, tell us, Singapore's economy is taking a big hit from the U.S.-China trade war. What is the impact of this on REITs?
Well, thank you for having us. I think the REITs here in Singapore, we are still doing very well. You know, we have assets from, you know, many countries, including U.S., Europe, Japan, and of course China, you know. We are EC World REIT, you know. We focus in income-producing assets, in the supply chain management, in e-commerce. So the stable distribution allow us to, you know, give investors a lot of confidence, and that today the low interest rate environment, it also helps. In any case, most of the REITs probably would have locked in the interest rate as well, you see. So, you know, the REITs itself is a very safe asset, very safe investment. I think that's why, you know, we are quite well-liked by investors.
Yes. In the first place to safeguard against this kind of volatility, right, Mr. Goh? What's the outlook, though, Mr. Goh, particularly for, say, the retail and commercial REIT sectors?
Well, we are not in the commercial and REITs and the retail REIT sector, but especially
venture
in
and
China,
opinion, maybe,
yeah.
Mr. Goh.
Well, in China, we have noticed is that a lot of people are, you know, going through e-commerce, you know, for their purchases. You know, you have the percentage has increased more and more, and a lot of sales was done through warehouse. So that's why warehouse logistics is a very important factor in the e-commerce world now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, does Singapore still remain an attractive market for REITs?
Singapore has done quite well. You know, look at this year, you have several REITs, you know, from US, you know, listed just recently. And that, you know, in China, for REITs from China, you already have 4 or 5 REITs or business trusts here. So Singapore continue to be very attractive. I think probably it's also our investors' profile. You know, people love this stable and, you know, a very safe environment.
Mr. Goh, talk to us about what EC World REIT offers investors, this chance to invest in Chinese properties and benefiting from the rise of the Chinese consumer as well.
Oh, yes, because as you have just said, you know, the 9 trillion
yuan
kind of market. And on top of that, you are talking of 800 million over users in internet and mobile phone. More and more now, you know, purchases is done through the app in e-commerce. So this is a growing market. So we ride on this high growth, you know, to expand our assets in the e-commerce sector and also the general logistics sector, you know, which you know, the warehouse are continue to grow. And then that we also have an important part because our group from the Fortune Holdings Group, I think the group also owns an e-commerce operator. In that sense, which means that our warehouse, we actually have, you know, a natural captive tenant here.
Tell us more about the e-commerce explosion in China over the past few years. And will we be seeing this happen in Singapore as well?
I'm so optimistic, Bernard. 5 million versus 1.3 billion. I'm not sure.
Well, it's still a growing market. Of course, you know, every time we compare about size, you know, Singapore and China.
Pales.
You know, but that being said, you know, Singapore market, I think the retail side through e-commerce will continue to grow. May not be at the same speed as China because China is a different environment because retail sector was much less developed in China as compared to Singapore. In Singapore, our retail infrastructure is very well developed. I think that by itself, and people like to go shopping, people like to enjoy the aircon in the shopping malls.
The experience.
So, that's why. And more and more shopping malls are also transforming themselves into, you know, more experiential rather than just purchase, you know, and this thing we call O2O, you know, offline to online. So I think the whole retail world is also going through some changes here.
All right. Talk to us about, with such growth in China, how business-to-business capabilities changed over time. Technological advances, for example, people pay more attention to data.
Oh, yes. In terms of B2B world, right, in the past, you know, even in the logistics sector, in the past, warehouse only catered for business-to-business. But today, a lot of warehouses are catering for B2C.
That
means business directly to consumer. And you also have B2B2C, you know, and other kind of B to small B. Like, why small
letters,
B? I want to quote this very interesting example that in China now they have this retail that serve the convenience store. There are 6 million convenience stores in China. In the past, they had to, you know, when they need something, they have to order through individual distributor.
Mm-hmm.
Today, through an app on the mobile phone, the convenience store are able to make their order, you know, 20 items, 30 items through one app. And it all will be distributed through the warehouse.
Right.
So in that sense, you actually optimize on the warehouse.
Yeah.
You also optimize on the trucks.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, only 20% we know of all the retail transactions made in China last year were done online. How does this provide ample room for growth?
Well, 20% is still small, you know. Well, that, which means that there are potential, you know, area of growth. Mm-hmm. But, well, a lot of that, in when you look at the other 80%, there are a lot still in, you know, F&B, education, and this kind of services, you know. So the purchases in terms of e-commerce will still continue to grow. But in China, you're also talking of geographical growth, right? In the past, it had focused in the coastal area, and now e-commerce, you know, they are reaching as far as Xinjiang, which is a very, you know, very far away and not as well developed as the coastal.
Ms. Goh, talk to us about how far consumers will make use of e-commerce in the event of economic slowdown.
My first remark is that e-commerce, you tend to find better value for money, right? Now, especially in an economic slowdown, when people need, you know, there are certain things that you need absolutely, you know, you can't do away with, then you would find, you know, they would go on the internet or the app to search for this kind of products, which give them better value for money.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are there future plans, expansion plans for ECW in China or elsewhere?
Yes, we'll continue to grow. I mean, our primary target is still in China, because China, in terms of e-commerce growth, you know, is mind-boggling. You know, it will continue. Mm-hmm. But we also
see... So nothing about what's happening with them in the US is going to deter ECW at all?
As we said, you know, I think the government will focus even more in domestic consumption. And EC will focus 100% in domestic consumption. And besides China, we are also looking at other countries in Southeast Asia, you know, Vietnam, Indonesia. The e-commerce are doing, you know, very well now. Vietnam, close to 100 million population. Indonesia, more than 300 million population. So such big population growth were, you know, propel e-commerce into, you know, really higher ground here.
Sky's the limit, isn't it, Mr. Goh?
Oh, yes, definitely. This is a very good world.
Goh Toh Sim is CEO of EC World REIT. Mr. Goh, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.